With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live Hobo. From the Fox Sports Radio studios, where hopefully Max Scherzer is okay. Take a deep breath in, deep breath out. Good thoughts for Max Scherzer.
Yeah,
deep breath
in, breathe out. Out.
Breathe in, breathe out. Yep. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in. Max Scherzer's going to be okay. Just let it go.
Well, you got that going on. You got Nick Saban picking fights with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You got hockey games that have big, more scoring than some NFL games. Daryl Sutter saying they called our last series boring, so we said we needed 7-10 tonight.
They did. We had a 9-6 game in the NHL. Calgary, like it was 1985 in the NHL. Calgary beats Edmonton 9-6 to win game one of the Western Conference semis.
Why are they suddenly skating on a huge ice rink that looks like it's out of the Olympics? They decided they wanted to up scoring.
Oh, man, that was an outstanding game. I will tell you, man, that was so much fun. I mean, just when you know the puck is hitting the back of that every few minutes, I mean, you don't get 9-6 games all that often. No. It just doesn't happen. Yeah, it was 9-6.
And you think chippiness, about, I mean, we got both.
Yeah, you're Edmonton. You score 6 goals and you lose. We scored 6 and we lost by 3. Ugh, good.
Just
what are we going to do?
Tip your cap and then you go in, if you're some of the stars, and I think this happened last series as well, you just start pointing fingers. Like, I don't know, we put 6 up. I don't know what the other side of the room's doing.
And I got to say something, right? For everybody who talks about the low ratings of hockey, you know, yes, I understand this. The Battle of Alberta is the number one trending topic right now in the United States.
See,
just think about that for a second. The Battle of Alberta, trending higher than Steph and George W. Bush and AEW Dynamite and Saban and every Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's trending higher than Real Housewives, Mike Harmon. That's how big a deal it is.
Well, now there's another one. Now there is Real Housewives of Dubai. I mean, there's going to be like nine networks, and it's Real Housewives of Elgin, Illinois, pretty much.
You know, two things there are way too many of now, Real Housewives shows and streaming services. We got to cut down on both of these. But, I mean, there's just – I can't find out what – like, which Real Housewives am I supposed to watch? Like, which one has – and who's got this and who's got so-and-so and who's that? It's too many. I can't – it's like streaming services.
Yeah.
How do I keep track of what I want to watch? There's no way I can find a word of mouth for a show that's got critical reviews. It's just, hey, here's the 17 new things we have on this streaming service this week. And, oh, by the way, there's 11 streaming services now you got to pay attention to. There needs to be a recalculation of the streaming landscape over the next couple of years. And I think there will be. It's just there's too many choices right now. You're going to see too many streaming services not be able to keep their heads above water because they spent too much money on content. Now, it's going to be difficult, man. It's hard. It's hard for me. I got to write down because now I feel like I'm old. I have to write down on the refrigerator when a show we like comes back. Oh, it's back. Let me write it down so I know that it's there because I don't want to spend time going on Amazon Prime. Is it there? What do we have? What's come back this month? What's new that we want to watch? I just can't do it. It's too much, and I don't think I'm alone.
Well, it's all a matter of choice and, you know, discriminating taste. And sometimes you just got to say, you know what? I don't have the fear of missing out on that series, so I'm not getting that subscription service. Because there's some where it's like, I only have one or two series that I like, and I'm like, I can't justify paying the monthly cost for it. Right? I just can't. And others, like, because of what we do, not in the studio, I still have to keep the base cable-like subscription off the YouTube folks. That's a pretty pricey thing. That's almost as much as cable was. And that's before you add anything else.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we're thinking of canceling Showtime. I'm like, you know, it's going to be a while.
I don't have that
until,
one.
It's going to be a while until Yellow Jackets comes back. So I can cancel Showtime for a little while. I'll be all right with it.
Well, it's the game you start to play. I mean, especially when series sometimes disappear for 18 months or 24 months at a time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that that'll happen anymore because I bet you there's a lot of series that have come back now that are just like, boy, we're not getting the bang for the buck. Because when you go away for that long – and look, I get it. We had the pandemic. It's difficult. But, man, when you're away for a long time, it is hard to come back and say, hey, we're back. Like Marvelous Mrs. Maisel won like every Emmy in the world. It was the funniest show on TV. The first two seasons were great. The third season was meh. This fourth season came back and it was like, oh, it's on. It's debuting. It's like, hey, we got these bunch of episodes. We're just going to burn them off right now, man. We're done. We're moving on to other things. We're just going to burn this off. It's hard when you're away for that long to come back and try to jump back in. Everybody moves on to different shows. And, oh, this was good, but do I really going to pick this up? Do I got to go back and see where I left off and coming back? And that's every series now. It's like, okay, before we pick up the new season, we got to go back and watch what happened at the end of the last one so we know. Like, we're doing that with The Wilds just came back. My wife and I are like, we got to watch the last couple episodes.
Yeah,
now.
I don't even know what that is.
I said, what do we? Oh, it's. You know what The Wilds is? The Wilds is Lost if it was actually a good series.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, because I didn't
Lost
watch
was
that
good,
one either.
Yeah, if Lost was good, it would be The Wilds.
I can honestly say that I've never seen a minute of that. And next week, I guess, is the end. I've got friends that are really big into This Is Us.
No, Friends is over now. Friends is over.
No, no. I've got a bunch of friends that are diehards.
No,
for the
Friends
show,
is ending.
This Is Us.
No,
Another
Friends is over.
Another one I've never
Mike,
seen. Two
Friends is
of.
Over. Friends ended a long time ago. I know.
No, you know what? But I sat on the couch at the Warner Brothers studios. I thought it was a casting call, so I'm waiting for a callback.
So this is us is finally ending. I feel like it's been ending for like 3 years.
It's now, you know, whenever there's an ad that says the penultimate episode.
Oh, man. Every ad for This Is Us is
This Is Us is ending. There's only 4 episodes left until the 2 episodes before the penultimate episode before the mid-season finale. A very special This Is Us. This Is Us looks like it's the most depressing show in the world. I don't know, why would I watch? It just looks depressing.
I got to be honest. I've never watched a minute. And I've got friends that were like, we're going to be friends. I'm like, I guess we're not going to be friends.
There's only 6 episodes left before the 6 episodes that precede the 6 episodes that precede the end of the mid-season finale. Here's what's next on This Is Us, a very special This Is Us. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Thanks to Rick Bucher for stopping by. Mm-hmm. We broke down the Warriors' big Game 1 win over the Dallas Mavericks. And now as we turn our attention to Game 2 between the Celtics and the Heat, the big question is, are the Celtics getting their guys back? And over the course of the last few hours, we now get a bit of clarity on the situation. Al Horford is out, still undergoing protocol, but Marcus Smart is now probable for Game 2. Now, if that's the case and he plays, and it's great, he plays, I am not sweating my Boston pick at all, right? Because Marcus Smart coming back is exactly everything they need because it's what they missed last night, right? You missed his defensive player of the year acumen, a team that doesn't really score that well in the playoffs. Jimmy Butler goes for 41. Not only are you going to get back his talent, but you're going to get back the attitude that he brings to the Celtics. So if he comes back, I'm fine. But if he doesn't, And we're talking about, well, we had a setback or it's game 3 or game 4. That's it. The Heat are going to win the series because in the playoffs, you don't win when star players are out for more than a game. It just doesn't happen, right? For all the contention of, well, the Grizzlies were actually better without Ja Morant, they can win. No, it wasn't going to happen because the NBA playoffs are made for stars, right? This is why, because everything in the postseason is different. It's amped up. Defenses play differently. Everybody is more active. Scoring is more difficult. You need your star players to win. And just look at the last series. Joel Embiid missed 2 games. Ja Morant missed the majority of the series. Chris Middleton missed the entire series. All those teams are home right now. And these are all star players on their teams. You're talking about the number 1 guy on the Sixers, the number 1 guy on the Grizzlies, number 2 guy on the Bucks. You can't win when you're missing these guys. That's just how it goes. During the season, you can be without a star player and okay, you can figure things out, and that's wonderful. If you can do that and still win games, it shows you that teams are able to slide into different roles and players can slide into different roles and be able to execute them, and that's great to know that if something happens in a pinch, you can slide in and do it. But in the playoffs, you don't have your stars, you're not going anywhere. Right, you're not winning because the playoffs in the NBA is star-driven. It's why you see every year the people who win NBA championships are all players who are future Hall of Famers. That's why you don't win with just a bunch of guys who are okay. You win with future Hall of Famers. That's how it is. You go all the way back in the NBA playoffs and maybe once or twice since the mid-70s has a team won a championship without one or two Hall of Famers. It just doesn't happen. Just doesn't happen. You don't win titles that way. You have to have the best of the best, and this is how you wind up winning. When you don't have your star player, when you don't have Embiid, you don't have Ja Morant, you're not going to win. Now, is Marcus Smart the big superstar player? No, he's not Jason Tatum, but he's the number 2 guy on that team. He's the guy at that level just below he and Jaylen Brown that have to come through if you're going to carry this team. And now you're missing him and you're missing Al Horford. It's not going to happen for the Celtics. Teams just don't win without star players in the playoffs. Doesn't happen.
Well, as I alluded to earlier in the show, and I'm glad Rick Bucher expounded upon it, is like these are your glue guys, right? Obviously, you know, you got an award, Defensive Player of the Year for Smart, but the attitude and toughness and Al Horford, a lot of that. Not to say that the rest of the Celtics don't have it, but now you're stealing minutes elsewhere, right, where you don't have these guys that have been so pivotal to your run. And for Marcus Smart, yeah, he had a couple of bad moments, but overall – possession for possession, you know, he's up to the task and lets the other guys operate so much more effectively and efficiently. So trying to push forward without him would prove a difficult task. Now, saw some reports earlier that, you know, you got Al Horford affected and in protocols, but that evidently you've got COVID that has hit Boston as a whole, right, and the traveling party as a whole. So something certainly to watch as we get closer to game time. But, yeah, missing Marcus Smart, while he's not, at least at this point in his career, right, a guy that you would say is Hall of Fame trajectory. You don't know. If suddenly he wins another Defensive Player of the Year award, we start looking at guys a little bit differently, right? A little more hardware, add some offensive output, and suddenly you're seen in a different strata. And for him, right, it's his time to shine. So they're going to need that intensity and that. You got to match Jimmy Butler, I guess, is really what it comes down to, and find someone who can force the others to come up, right? Because we've talked about it, you know, for weeks. Other guys will step up on occasion, but you're going to have nights where you don't find the hot hand, right? Duncan Robinson was a guy that was the hot hand at points and got a big contract out of it. Now he's a bystander. Tyler Hero has some big games now and again, but he can have an off-shooting night. We've seen some of those, Sixth Man of the Year, as we're handing out hardware all over the place. So, you know, you're trying to find, you know, that off night, but you need all cylinders firing in a conference finals. So, you know, would love to see Marcus Smart back out. And I also echo Rick's sentiments of, you know, I want to see this decided by all the best players being on the court. Right, that's the thing. Going back to last year, and I'm not looking to take a baseball bat to the Suns because so many other people have done it. Look, you beat who's on the court, right? You take advantage of situations that present themselves to you. But we'd love to see a title won when all things are equal, all the best players are playing, and yes, everybody's got a little bit of an injury going. We know that, right? Nobody's 100% at this point in the year. But it would be nice to see all the names in the box score playing their regular minutes so we can say, you know what, that championship was won, you know, mano y mano, best against best. Is that sappy? I didn't want it to be sappy, but it felt kind of sappy.
No, you were good with mano y mano. No, you were good with that.
But just the sentiment of at least let's finish it out, right? Because Okay. Everybody hated the Suns run last year. It's like, well, this guy was hurt, and that guy was hurt. They still had to play the games. But I understand it in principle and in theory.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. No one close to you should have to endure the dreaded knock on the door from a police officer who must tell your loved one that you were killed in a car crash because you weren't wearing your seatbelt. So please don't risk it. And remember, click it or ticket. Brought to you by NHTSA. Well, coming up next, we have great news out of college football and the next quarterback to make an FM Picks offer for. That's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I've had sex with him like 50, 60 times.
On camera. Make sure you say on camera.
On camera.
On camera. We have two fiery stories out of college football to bring you. One's a great story for everybody. The other one's a great story for everybody except for, like, one person. So, the story that is great for everyone. Maybe you saw this earlier in the day. The Pac-12 is now changing how they have teams qualify for the conference championship. And this is a rule that every conference in college football should adopt. Instead of having the winner of the of each division play for the conference championship, it's going to be the two teams with the best conference record, regardless as to what their overall record is or what division they play in. So you don't wind up with, hey, we have team A, who is great in the North Division, playing a team that just so happens to be there and they're 6-4 because they happen to be 4-3 in the division because the division stinks. You don't want that. You want the best to be playing at the end in a big weekend, and that's kind of the way it should be. Yeah, it kind of sucks for the top team to say, well, you're not automatically the champion, but you know what money that the conference championship games bring in? I mean, unless you're the Pac-12, they bring in money. So we know what they bring, what it means to college football. Sorry, Larry Scott. So mad. So angry. No, but you know the money it brings in, so I get it, and it's a big deal. Look, do I want to see Ohio State play Michigan after Thanksgiving every year, and then if they're both still the best teams, guess what? Neither team, one of those teams can't play in the conference championship game because they just played the week before? No, I want to see the best games. I want to see the big teams. This is an easy rule that should be adopted everywhere because – yeah, you want the best teams playing. I was never the big fan of how we need divisions in the conferences, and that just it's just a load of crap. Why? Well, you're on the east side of this state, the west side of this state, the north there. That it does. It's just stupid. So you can get rid of that, and as long you have the top two teams playing, great. Make it happen that way, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah, I saw the ACC. What their idea was to kind of do pods, where you've got your three greatest rivals that you will play every year. And then you rotate what the rest of the conference games and conference schedule will be year to year. Kind of curious. Get rid of divisions altogether? Well, there's another option. But certainly you want your top two teams facing off against each other. Now, you do run the risk, Jason, that occasionally you will have those two top teams playing together and a loss will send one, out of any conversation for playing in a massive bowl game.
Okay, that's how it works.
Perhaps the back end of the playoffs, as it were.
That's why we put a scoreboard up. That's why we put
scoreboards
up. I know,
buddy, but
I'm
just
okay
saying. You know, like, we always talk unintended consequences.
Yeah.
Right? Like, before, we were talking, you know, do the Doctor Strange thing with all the Lakers coaches. And can you come up with any solution that allows us to win with Russell Westbrook? And it's, you know, Doctor Strange twitching and then finally just holds up one finger. Kind of the same thing here. All of these different permutations, and you got to find that one thing that could blow it up. And you have to decide, is that large enough to go away from what could be a very fascinating new way of approaching your conference and making sure that you get your best teams in that conference game? And now it's you're relying upon your executives and your sales team to make it work to really make the payoff.
Twitter at How About a Fresca might get swollen dome. So there you go. So there's one thing that could be a great thing for college football. And now we have the feud that I think we all want in college football. Come on down, Nick Saban and Deion Sanders. Oh, I can't wait. Tonight, Nick Saban gave a speech, and he alluded to a big-time Jackson State story that came out a couple of months ago. He accused Jackson State football of paying a football player $1 million to attend the school during his speech. Quote from Nick Saban. Jackson State paid a guy $1 million last year. That was a really good Division I player to come to school. It was in the paper. They bragged about it. Nobody did anything about it. Saban didn't say which player he thinks it was, but there was a lot of rumors of a huge multi-million dollar NIL deal between Travis Hunter and Jackson State shortly after he committed to Jackson State. So this story gets out tonight, and Deion Sanders was awoken. I mean, literally, he was awoken to give his take on this. You best believe I will address that, capital letters, lie, coach, capital letters, Saban told tomorrow. I was and awakened by my son, and then he adds him on Twitter. My son woke me up, and I want to add him, like, for some reason. Okay. My son woke me up that sent me to the article stating that we paid Travis Hunter Jr. $1 million to play at Jackson State. We as a people don't have to pay our people to play with our people. People in capital letters all the way. So here is Deion Sanders saying, oh, wait, but Travis Hunter, and you got Nick Saban saying, well, I didn't say the guy's name. So now here comes Deion Sanders to come in with this big thing he's going to talk about tomorrow to address the comments made by Nick Saban. Now, first of all, this is the war we need. I mean, this is the media. We got to get Jackson State and Alabama on the schedule this year. I mean, boy, it would be a blowout. But still, you got to. I mean, look, these two guys, oh, you know they can't stand each other. And this is a great rivalry now. You got
Nick
Saban.
Well, they were on the Aflac team together,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Now, it doesn't matter. Nick Saban, the lie. Deion Sanders says it's a lie.
They're both going to be banged up in the next series of ads with the duck mediating.
It'll be like that Barkley commercial with Steph Curry. You could name the sub after me. Not going to do it, but that's
but
okay.
I won't.
you have something like that. But this is the war we need. This is the absolute Deion Sanders versus Nick Saban, because this is what I want to see. This is so I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to seeing how this plays out sometime in the next couple of days. I can't wait. But,
yeah, I mean, some curious language, and it's going to blow up on a whole other level because race is now going to become part of this, that with some of the phraseology that Deion used. And then you had earlier Nick Saban also saying, hey, A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. So he's just coming out guns blazing against everybody.
Oh, yeah, and look, and that's the thing is that, you know, now I'm seeing all these pictures of Saban and Deion in the Aflac commercial. We were friends until the NIL came along.
That's it.
Now I'll kick your ass.
We were wearing the blue jackets of serenity.
See, this is what is everybody's big fear, is that name, image, and likeness is so unbelievably out of control. There's no way to police it. And coaches are quitting because they don't know how to handle this next phase of college football. Now, Saban's staying in it because, look, when you're good and you're getting guys are coming, they still want to go to the NFL. Yeah, we can figure out a way to get you paid, name, image, likeness. But now guys are going to Jackson State because they're getting it. You're seeing people get paid all kinds of money when you scratch your head and go,
really? There's that kind of name. Okay, all right, I guess. But it's so out of control, and coaches, it's yet another thing that they have to master. And it's, and what I feel bad for the coaches for is that they're going to try to master it, and then it's just going to change. And we're going to get different name, image, and likeness rules in a year, and it's something else different's going to come out. And it's so hard to keep track of. I could see, like, every college football coach, like, over the age of 65 just going, I'm done. I can't figure this out. I'm done. All this. I'm just too tired. I'm too tired. I can't go anymore. I'm just finished with it. And let's leave it to all the younger coaches who have the energy that can go out and be able to procure deals. Because look, the old school coaches. It's not just about, you know, being older and so you're not as active getting around like you used to try to get to recruits. But it's, look, I've done it this way. This is a very foreign way to me. I don't know how to do it this way. And we've already seen movement because of it. Brian Kelly left Notre Dame because, oh, we're not really going to take care of NIL with I'm going to go to LSU where they don't care. They're just going to print money and throw it out on the field. It's going to be helicopter money drop at LSU. People are leaving because of it because they know I can compete here. I can't compete here. I got to go to this school. Other coaches are going to say, the game has passed me by. I can't do this anymore. Why can't we get so-and-so? We didn't have an NIL deal they would like. Why is this guy I mean, you are throwing – immediate transfer portal, NIL at everybody. I don't know how a lot of college football coaches keep it straight. I really don't.
Well, I mean, look on the basketball side, right? Jay Wright walks away. Coach K walks away. And they may have a million and one reasons. A million two might be, you know what, everything changes. And there's several years that this has to come into play. And I don't want to be around for several years to have to go through the good, the bad, and the ugly of it. We've talked for a long time. First school, first mover advantages, right? If you've got an active alumni base and you mobilize quickly, plenty of opportunities to try to find some wins on the recruiting trail when it comes to this. And that's the way it goes. Likewise, the transfer portal, I've gotten into fights, verbal, of course, not physical, related to this stuff of just trying to go through the logic, right? There's always been someone standing around with a bag, and now it's just, well, you can take it. In the plain light of day, right? It's just, you know, how do you term it and where does it get categorized and do you have the processes for it? And this is where the NCAA has to be nimble to retain any level of the power that they've once had. But in the interim, you've got guys like Nick Saban's just going to cast aspersions on all these guys, especially, as you said, you know, Brian Kelly just said, yeah, I'll go there. And being very upfront about it, like, all right, this is what we're up against. Going to here, talking about Texas A&M. The lob across the bow at Deion. Curious to see what Deion comes back with.
Well,
because right? An accusation like that becomes, okay, prove it. Prove nobody paid the guy.
What Nick Saban is doing now, right? I don't have anything. What Nick Saban is doing, right? And you mentioned, you know, singling out Texas A&M for buying its top-ranked signing class. He has decided that I'm going to be the guy that's going to fight this entire thing. I'm going to be the guy to bring down name, image, and likeness. And it wasn't working, and maybe it's not working for him. Maybe he's lost some recruits he thought he was going to have, but for whatever reason, he has decided to go scorched earth. I'm going to take on Texas A&M. I'm going to take on Deion and Jackson State, because now it's really out of control. It's not just the best of the best. It's everybody, right? It's the top-tier teams in the SEC. And now here's Texas A&M, who is not always one of the top-tier teams. They're a good team, but now here they are. Here's Jackson State, who's getting a player that would have normally gone to a big-time Power 5 school, and Nick Saban has decided, I'm going to be the guy to fight NIL. The most powerful coach in college football is going to see if I can single-handedly take down NIL and get rid of this and replace it with something that's a little bit better and a little bit more able to be controlled, because right now it's out of control. It's going to be fascinating to see if he can do it, but make no mistake, that's what he's doing right now. I'm electing myself prime minister of getting rid of NIL, what it is right now, and I'm going to see if I can do it, because you don't see guys like this going scorched earth and saying, well, so-and-so is paying for this and so-and-so is here. So you don't see it, but Saban's decided to do it. I don't think he can, because in the end, everybody else is going to want what they want and can get what they can get because of the rules. But Saban up here, if he sticks it all the way out, I'd like to see if he can affect some kind of change.
Curious to see what the next iteration of this is. Obviously, it's all over the map. Each of your schools, wherever you went, whoever you root for out there, wherever you're listening, A, thank you for being part of the extended family. But B, we're all interested observers, right? Because certainly Saban had plenty of guys cashing big checks with a bunch of deals that he says, quote, we're all done the right way. Here's the thing. Is any of that set in stone right now? It's an awful lot of shifting sands as to how this is all ruled on and what's right, what's wrong, what's indifferent. And we're only going to find out here in these next couple of years as things solidify.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Mike, check. Hey. Mike, check. Check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Got to get to at least 8-9 inches, then it's going to be good.
live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. No one close to you should have to endure the dreaded knock on the door from a police officer who must tell your loved one that you were killed in a car crash because you weren't wearing your seatbelt. So please don't risk it. And remember, click it or ticket. Brought to you by NHTSA. A big night in the NBA for the Golden State Warriors. Take a 1-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Time to celebrate. And we celebrate by playing...
And now, it's the Magic Johnson Twitter game.
Yes, it is. Magic Johnson, the most obvious and vanilla tweeter in the world. We play the Magic Johnson Twitter game. I give you a tweet. You tell me if it's a Magic Johnson tweet or if it's made up entirely by me. Playing is myself, Mike Harmon,
yeah.
Alex Tyshirt, Ricky, you guys ready to go?
Let's get it.
No,
let's
I'm not bad.
All right. It was a total team victory for the Warriors tonight. They dominated the Mavericks 112-87 because their outstanding defense allowed them to play great offense. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet?
I'm going to say no.
It was a total team victory for the Warriors tonight. They dominated the Mavericks 112-87 because their outstanding defense allowed them to play great offense.
I'm going to say no as well.
Ricky saying no. Okay. AT?
There's no way because that first sentence is a lie. So no.
What? It was a total team victory
it
for
was
the
not.
Warriors tonight? How is it not a team victory?
When did Klay Thompson do anything?
Oh, in the second. Wow, that's a hot take, man.
There
look
you
at
go,
you.
Man. Look at
T-shirts knowing sports and stuff.
I was on the
now.
Herd for too many days.
No, it's that is a Magic
Johnson
tweet. Yes.
I quit.
Oh, it's tough, man. It's tough. Jimmy Butler is the best two-way player left in the playoffs, and he continues to dominate. He proved himself again last night, scoring 41 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet?
The exaltation of Jimmy Buckets, whereby extension he gets to praise Pat Riley. Sure.
Okay.
I'm going no. Too many stats in that tweet.
Too many stats for Matt. Okay, all right. Too
See,
many
Ricky,
stats
Ricky
for Matt.
Comes in a little fresh right. in this game.
All right.
Jason, you're smart here. You're trying to outwit me. No, this is not.
That is a Magic Johnson tweet.
Yeah.
I suck at this.
See, Ricky, let me give you a hint. The
Shut
more
your brain
you
off.
The more you think about it, the harder it gets. This is one of those games. The more you think about it, the harder it gets. All right, here we go. Next one.
Yes.
Tonight was not a great game for Luka Doncic, but I expect him to rebound in game 2. Exclamation point.
So question, is he going to actually rebound game 2 or rebound from it?
Tonight was not a great game for Luka Doncic, but I expect him to rebound in game 2. Exclamation point.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
That is a Magic Johnson tweet.
Okay.
I was trying to look up how many rebounds he had in game 1. No.
And look at you.
That is not.
Let's go.
Yeah,
that's Johnson tweet.
You okay, Ricky?
I think you've killed off Ricky. You've stolen his soul and his confidence.
7 guys ended the game in double figures for the Warriors. Wiggins, Thompson, Green, Looney, and Porter Jr. were led by Steph Curry, who had 21 points and 12 rebounds.
Yes.
Is that a Magic Johnson tweet?
Yes.
I was listening back to Ricky Moan. I didn't hear what you said, so yes.
That is... a Magic.
Let's go.
Johnson
let's go. There
tweet.
We go. You got off the proverbial snide there, Ricky.
Max Scherzer better be okay. Is that a Magic? Okay, no.
That is a Jason Smith prayer.
Leading the Warriors in points for Steph Curry, yeah. But leading the team in rebounds, showing the future Hall of Famer at his best.
Oh, no.
Is that
too
a
sappy
Magic Johnson tweet?
No.
Absolutely.
That is not.
I was going to say not.
Magic Johnson tweet.
Let's go, baby.
Now Ricky's all the. I'm
He's
ready,
fired
man.
Up. I got two in a row. Let's
I
go.
Got a couple right.
Come on. One more. One more.
There. One more. Mets, yo. Is that a Magic Johnson
no.
tweet?
No.
That is a. No, it's not. Ben Maller's next. This is Fox.
No, I'm Batman.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.